Hi, I'm Rita Smith, registered dietitian at Martha Jefferson Hospital. Welcome to Healthy Bites with Rita Smith. I'm so glad to be able to spend time with you discussing current topics in food, nutrition, health, and disease prevention. This segment is not intended to diagnose, provide medical advice, or prescribe treatment. For that, you need to see your healthcare provider. Today, I'd like to talk about anemia and all things food related to anemia. And I'm addressing this topic because a listener wrote in asking about her diagnosis of iron deficiency anemia, and she wanted to know, what can I do with my diet? She does need to take an iron supplementation. This is often recommended by the doctor as the first course of action, and it is very difficult to get iron stores up without a supplement, so I'll just say that right off the bat. Your diet can keep those numbers in the normal level, but it's hard to get there without a supplement. But diet is important because that's what you can focus on to keep your iron levels in the normal range. We know that iron needs are the highest during certain times of our lifespan. In childhood and adolescence, iron is very, very important. And we often see anemia during those years of childhood and the teen years. Women in the childbearing years are also more prone to having anemia. And of course, during pregnancy, when there's an additional demand on the body with growing that little baby, anemia is often a problem, and they need to take an iron supplement. So let me give you an idea of where to go in your diet to get great sources of iron. And I'll start with the best sources of iron. They're absorbed the best by the body and used very well. And then there are other foods that are good, but we don't use that iron quite as well. So at the very top of the list, okay, you're not going to be that happy about hearing this one, I'm guessing, would be beef liver. I know everybody hears about liver. That's the organ that can store iron. And so beef liver is a really good source of iron. Also, all red meats and dark meat poultry, that means the thigh and the leg, have more iron than the breast meat. Then you'll also find iron. Now, getting away from animal sources, you're going to also find iron in breads and cereals that have been fortified with iron. And years ago, iron deficiency was a huge problem in this country. And so the government mandated that many breads and cereals, actually almost all of them, should have some iron fortification. And that continues today. So you'll find it in many of your breads. It will list it that iron is in there, and you'll also see there's a percent of iron, maybe 20% of your iron is in a slice of bread. And the same thing will happen with some of the fortified cereals. And then pumpkin seeds also are a pretty good source of iron, believe it or not. Okay, so the so-so sources of iron, egg yolk has iron in it, and it is an animal source of iron, so it's absorbed a little bit better than some other plant sources of iron. Raisins and prunes, soy nuts, spinach and lima beans, and red kidney beans. All of these are a pretty good sources of iron. I mean, they're small, okay? So, I mean, they're not spectacular, but most foods don't have any iron. So at least these have some iron. It does help to have a food or beverage that's a source of vitamin C at the same time that you're eating a food that has iron in it. And that's because vitamin C helps your body absorb the iron a little bit better. So orange juice, oranges, and grapefruit are at the top of the list for vitamin C-rich foods. So that means if you're having a meatloaf that has the ground beef in it and that has iron, you might have a glass of orange juice on the side. Does that make sense? Or you might put oranges into your tossed salad to get some vitamin C that way. Strawberries are a good source of vitamin C also, as well as bell peppers, cabbage, spinach, and broccoli. So having any of those vegetables when you're having a source of iron, again, it enhances the absorption of iron so that you take more of it in. Our body's not great about absorbing iron. That's why anemia is such a problem, because so much of it just escapes our system. But having sources of vitamin C may help us absorb more of that iron. There are two iron inhibitors that make iron sort of unusable by the body. There are tannins in tea and polyphenols in coffee. So when you're having a really good source of iron, you probably don't want to be having a cup of coffee or a cup of tea at the same time. Hopefully that makes sense. There's some great information at NIH.gov. That's the National Institutes of Health. Just click in anemia or iron deficiency anemia, and it will give you some great medical information as well as some nutrition information on the subject. Well, that's it for today. Just a reminder that you can check out my weekly blog at marthajefferson.org. Click on Healthy Bites with Rita Smith. And I'm on Facebook at Rita Smith, Registered Dietitian. Until next time, this is Rita Smith reminding you to enjoy your eating and to eat well.
I need another story, something to get off my chest. My life gets kind of boring, need something that I can confess. Till on my sleeves I stained red.